Time, 12 o'clock. The 491st Corn Belt Farm Hour is on the air. This familiar theme ushers in another in our long series of Corn Belt Farm Hours. Highlighting today's activities in Iowa is the Dairy Cattle Congress in Waterloo. And, as we might well expect, our farm editors Herb Klambeck and Bill Diamond and our engineers are on hand for the show. Each year, we originate our Corn Belt Hour at the Dairy Show, and this is no exception. For a report on activities, we take you to the huge Dairy Cattle Congress Hippodrome and Herb Klambeck. Come in, Herb.
And here we are, up at the Waterloo Dairy Cattle Congress, one of the greatest shows of the entire nation. And what a privilege it is to be up here in the Hippodrome again to see this full-fledged post-war dairy show. Right at the moment, we may take a few moments to describe the picture here as we see it. We're facing the large Hippodrome, in which we're located on one of the sides. And to the left of us, a large class of Holstein heifers is now being placed by the judge. Across from where we are standing, the brown Swiss groups are being lined up. Still farther to the right, we see the Guernsey group now being lined up as one of the final features in the Guernsey judging. And beyond that, the Ayrshire cattle are in the ring, just finishing up their class, and close to us, the milking shorthorns and the Jerseys. These are all brought here by Iowa's outstanding 4-H Dairy Club members. Altogether, some 305 of the very finest dairy heifers in this state on display here before this admiring crowd of people in the Hippodrome at the Dairy Cattle Congress. A lot of proud mothers and dads and neighbors and some uncles and aunts and a few granddads, too, are here looking on and cheering as the youngsters are being given their awards. Let's have a word now from the man who has been more responsible than anyone else for this great show here, Mr. Ed Estill, manager of the Waterloo Dairy Cattle Congress.
Thank you, Herb. The 34th Dairy Cattle Congress, and the first after the war period, is the largest in all departments of any exposition we have ever held. We have more than 1,500 cattle. We have about 300 head of Belgian and saddle horses here. And in addition, we have all of the other departments which go to make it not only a spectacular exposition, but one that carries a great deal of educational value in the hundreds of exhibits scattered about in the various buildings and on the ground. We have here today a typical dairy cattle congress attendance, 80% of which is composed of the good, solid dairy farmers and livestock breeders from all parts of the Central West. It is indeed a pleasure for me to represent the board of directors and to say that we welcome all of the visitors, and we hope that those listening who have not yet attended the show will come and see it.
Thank you, Ed Estill. We join with you in the hope that just as many people as possibly can will come to this great dairy show. The 4-H exhibit here today is just one part of this grand exposition. And now at this moment, the activity is continuing in the ring. I see Bill Diamond is down there sort of getting ready to take over when we send the program down to him. I see right before us a little bit of a fella, probably no more than 10 years old, number 22. He was showing a big Jersey heifer, three times as big as himself. right now. That young man, Leonard Smolek of Pima County, has taken over the big heifer that he showed as one of the Blue Ribbon exhibits earlier this morning. And farther away, that fine exposition of Guernsey groups and Brown Swiss groups and Milking Shorthorn groups. Oh, there's so much here. But this hasn't just been an Iowa show. It's been much more than that. The Interstate 4-H Dairy Judging Contest was held here yesterday, and it's my pleasure now to call on the team that took the national honors. And it certainly is a pleasure to call first upon one of the coaches of that team, a man who is familiar to a great many of our WHO listeners because he's been on WHO programs before. He is Floyd Arnold, former Iowa Extension dairyman, and now the head of the dairy extension work in the state of Maryland. Floyd brought a team of four boys to participate in the Interstate event, and when all of the results were tabulated last night, it was Floyd's team that had won. Congratulations to you, Floyd Arnold. You must feel mighty, mighty thrilled about your boys winning the national championship.
Yes, indeed, Herb, but of course we've got some real boys, and the credit's entirely up due to them.
Well, that's typical of you, Mr. Arnold, to pass the credit on to someone else, but we know that they had the real leadership of you, along with Mr. Brad Jones, who was here with you, working with those boys. Just a word from you, Floyd, about coming back here to Iowa. That must be a thrill right in itself.
It was the biggest thrill that I could have had this year. I was afraid I was going to miss the Dairy Cattle Congress for the first time since I started attending in 1924. But good luck was with me because they asked me to work with the boys who had won the state contest in Maryland and then bring them out to Iowa, and of course that's the reason I'm here.
And you've seen a great many, many friends of the good old days back here in Iowa.
Every one of them I've had a chance to say hello to, and a real treat.
It surely would be. How about dairying in Maryland, Floyd?
Well, of course, Herb, dairying in Maryland is the principal and by far the leading agricultural enterprise. You see, we're close to Washington and Baltimore and Philadelphia, and there the demand for milk is tremendous. In fact, we can't begin to supply the demand, and dairying is very, very important in that area.
So you are right at home back there in Maryland. I want to talk to one or two of your boys. Floyd, is James Galbraith here?
Yes,
Jimmy, you were one of the boys on this champion team. How do you like it here in Iowa? Are we treating you all right?
Yes, sir. It's a great place.
It's a great place, and you boys made a wonderful record. Been a nice trip, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Jimmy, I wonder if we could have a word from Richard Holter. Is he here? Okay. Richard Holter was second high in the national competition. Dick, you sort of lost out to that little girl from Oklahoma. How do you explain that?
I can't explain it, that's all. He does better, I guess.
Neither can any of the rest of us. Well, in any case, Richard, we understand that you are a well-qualified dairy judge. You've been a winner in one of the classes at the Maryland State Fair. What division were you winner in this year?
Runner in senior heifer calves.
And that's fine. Now we want to hear from the alternate on this team. Alan Hill, a brother of Buddy Hill, another one of the members. Alan, they tell me that you're going to go to a football game this afternoon to sort of top off your stay in Iowa. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We want to go to Iowa State College at Ames and to see a football game.
Well, we want you to go there, and we certainly hope you'll enjoy it. Have you enjoyed your stay?
Plenty.
Good. All right. Thanks to you, Floyd Arnold, and to your fine boys here from Maryland, and congratulations again. Now, quickly, I think Bill Diamond is about ready to take over, but while he is getting set, I'm going to read the results in the first classes judged this morning. That was in the two-year-old section. In the Ayrshire division, blue ribbons to Don Funk of Blackhawk County, Leland Stephenson of Mitchell County, and Maynard Lang of Poweshiek County. In that connection, we must explain that this year, a new system is being tried here at the Dairy Cattle Congress in which the placings are by group, blue ribbon, red ribbon, and white ribbon group. In the Brown Swiss division, the blue ribbon in the two-year-old class went to Bob Cobbler of Wapello County, with the reds going to Fred Cobbler of the same county, Virginia Martin of Hardin County, Dwayne Halverson of Pima, and Dwayne Huber of Winnesheek. In the Guernsey division, the two-year-old classes were won by Lewis Reese and Garland Hopper. Lewis Reese of Prescott, Garland Hopper of Toledo, each winning a blue ribbon. Reds in that class went to Leroy Woodruff of Indianola and George Dannon of Melbourne. In the Holstein division, Blue Ribbon Awards went to Bob Walters of Waterloo, Elmer Paper of Stockton, and Irving Halstead of Story County. That was in the two-year-old Holstein class. And right now, there's another big Holstein class out here in the ring, and we'll hear results of that just a little later. In the Jersey section, early today, the two-year-old classes were won by Robert Massey of Nashville and Joan Arman of Des Moines, each winning a blue ribbon, with Ronald Petrak of Alburnett, Robert Massey of Nashua, Louis Hoover of Oskaloosa, Lyon Brothers of Toledo, and Randall Minert of Davenport taking red ribbons in that two-year-old Jersey class. In the milking shorthorn division, Clayton County scored the first in the opening class, Maurice and Stanley Meyer of McGregor winning blues along with Beverly McKee of Warren County. In the red ribbon division for the milking shorthorn two-year-olds, Rosemary Barnes of Mahaska County, Milton Leach of Fayette, and Wayne McKee of Warren County. And now, Bill Diamond is ready to take over down there in the ring, and we'll let him go right ahead. Okay, Bill Diamond.
All right, Herb, we're down here in the milking shorthorn department. There's a lot of attention being focused on the milking shorthorn class in the ring at the present moment because it's for the championship of the 1946 Iowa 4-H Exposition. In the ring right now, Paul Mitchell. I see Paul out there working over this class, the first prize heifer calf, the first prize yearling, and the first prize two-year-old. Rosemary Barnes of Mahaska County has two entries in this class for the championship, and Stanley Meyer of Clayton County is in there with a beautiful roan heifer competing for this championship award. And now I see that our judge, Paul Mitchell, has just made the nod. They're just presenting the ribbons out here to the championship, and it looks like it's going to the Northeast Iowa entry of Stanley Meyer from Clayton County. He's the winner of the championship out here, and if I can pull in our judge, Paul Mitchell, to step over here and make a comment about the championship in the milking shorthorn division. Pretty nice heifer there, Paul.
Yes, it is, Bill, and it's very close between these two entries. Rosemary Barnes' heifer is slightly the smoothest, but the Meyer heifer has produced two calves, being only a year older than the other heifer, and in milking shorthorns, we're looking for utility as well as beauty, and that's the deciding factor. All right, and I think perhaps you folks heard the applause in the background as the championship ribbon was awarded to Stanley Meyer of McGregor and the reserve championship to Rosemary Barnes of Mahaska County. We have with us a special announcement to be made at this time by the Milking Shorthorn Society people. I'm going to call on Bill Hardy, secretary of the National Milking Shorthorn Association, to call in one of the exhibitors out here. This exhibitor doesn't know it. Bill's waving to her now, and she's coming into the microphone with her heifer. Looks kind of surprised, Bill. Probably wonders what's going on. What is going on now?
Well, this is just what's going on, Bill. This is really a pleasant duty I have to perform here for outstanding achievement and our 4-H club work. We have this time a lady heading the list. This young lady has not only done outstanding work in or showing, but she's a breeder in her own right, having been in 4-H work for 4 years and has calves of her own that she bred herself here showing at this show. So it is indeed an honor and pleasure for me to present to Miss Beverly McKee of Carlisle, Iowa, the gold watch presented or offered by the Iowa Milking Shorthorn Society for outstanding achievement during 1946. The champion 4-H milking 4-H milking shorthorn member, Beverly McKee.
Thanks a lot. I can really be proud of this.
Well, I know you will, Beverly. I know that was a distinct surprise to you. The championships are not announced until the completion of judging in the respective classes, and I see that in the Brown Swiss division we have an award to be made there. And if I can slip over here to the side and catch Paul Brash, Field Secretary of the Iowa State Dairy Association, he has an award that's going to be a surprise to some young man here in the ring, I believe. Paul, this is the Milking Shorthorn Champion Club member for 1946. Who's the boy that wins the prize?
The young man that wins the championship as the champion Brown Swiss member for 1946 is a little fellow by the name of Stanley Van Auken from Keokuk County. Stanley, it's a great deal of pleasure that I present you this fine gold watch on behalf of the Iowa Brown Swiss Breeders Association. Congratulations, Stanley.
And thanks to you, Paul Brash, and congratulations, Stanley Van Auken. Say, that's a beautiful watch there, isn't it? Would you say a word to the folks back home, maybe listening in, just found out you're going to win this?